René Descartes, you're late. Is that a part of your philosophy?
If I may, I would like to take the floor.
I think you all may have heard about me, but my name is John Locke. I was born in England, but ran away so I may have individual freedom of religion. That's when I ended up here, and with reason, thought of some ideas about government.
Government is a big part in the safety and rights of the people, but it has some faults. I would like to share with you some ideas I have thought of that might fix these leaks in the government.
First, let me give you an idea of what my philosophy on government is. Remember Newton?
Well, imagine the apple if it was the people, and Newton as the government. Technically, Newton can do whatever he wants with the apple. So technically, if the government is too strong, the government can do whatever they want with the people.
But what if the apple has as much power as Newton? Then Newton can't do whatever he wants to the apple, because he doesn't have enough power over the apple. Let's call the people the sovereign. So, Thomas Hobbes.
I heard of your book, Leviathan, and I really must disagree. In the book you mentioned that people are of sinful nature and need a strong government. But if the government rules over the people, government filled with sinful nature, can cause an upset among the nation and lead to their own downfall. But if the people are equal to their government, or at least have a say in it, they can make sure the government doesn't become as corrupt. Now, Baron de Montesquieu, I remember hearing an extravagant idea that you thought of, and I really have to agree. Dividing up the government into different branches with their own power and own responsibilities was extraordinary. That way, each branch can check each other, right? Well, my idea was that people should be equal to government, which is why I think your idea was very interesting. With more branches and more people to be in government, means more unclouded reasoning because of other individuals keeping them in a right mindset. Unlike a self-ruling monarch with no other people helping them, which would end up with a clouded judgment, your idea will involve the good of the people with help from other individuals. René Descartes, I want to be the first one here to thank you for your thoughts on reason. Without reason, I would have never brought up the idea of people being equivalent to their superiors. My ideas are always well thought out, and I think the best of actions, because with your philosophy on reason, it led me and all of us to come up with our stupendous ideas. It's my philosophy that the sovereign should be equal to government, and with reason, I figured out how to go about it, so thank you. Thomas Jefferson, I'm so glad I get to meet with you again. By the way, I simply must thank you for your contribution of putting my ideas into the Grand Declaration of Independence. I'm glad you got your ideas from me. I would feel incredible to have you as my student. Last time I saw you, you were intently listening to my philosophy about government. It seems you soaked a big portion of it in your heart, which I'm glad. I bet the world will remember you, and you will be famous. So just mention me once in a while, my friend. I see that a lot of you retain the information. Let me quickly go over it again. Using reason, I came to the conclusion that government should not be what Thomas Hobbes thinks it should be. People should be equal to government, and people should have power. It is a sovereign's responsibility. Should the government ever become corrupt, the sovereign should dismiss the ruler and find another, better-suited leader. And like Montesquieu said, the other branches of government should have the power to check the leader. It was so nice meeting you all here. I hope we meet again soon, except you, Hobbes.
Au revoir.